You know how they say, someday a girl's gonna come along and change your world forever? You have no idea.
A sound clip from the sci-fi action thriller Wanted, starring Angelina Jolie, which received a nomination for the Best Sound Mixing at this year's Academy Awards. Czech soundman Petr Forejt, a veteran on numerous international productions, was part of the team. And although the film didn't take the Oscar in the end, even a nomination is considered a major success. This Friday, I spoke to Petr Forejt in our Prague studio discussing what it was like to work on Wanted, as well as his first reaction when he learned he was an Oscar nominee.
That was a real surprise for me. I didn't expect it. So I got a phone call from a Czech journalist at first, and I said, well, why are you calling me? And they said, well, what you can tell us about it? I said, about what? And they said, well, you nominated for an Oscar. I was like, oh my goodness. So I really tried to get to the internet to read it, but I couldn't. So I couldn't pick up my phone for 3.5 hours. So that was a real surprise.
And how did the Oscar ceremony itself rate as an experience?
Well, it was a great experience for us. And I have to say, that was a kind of a dream. I never expected such a perfect organization. And the show was excellent, excellent. Truly, it's like once you step into the theater and watching the show, that was really nice, perfect.
The host himself was also very... very entertaining. My understanding is that he did some song and dance.
Oh my goodness. I had a chance to work with Hugh Jackman here in Prague on a movie called Van Helsing. So I knew him a bit from that time, and I was so surprised because, first of all, he introduced the movies as a singer, and then there was a part when he danced with the dancers. Perfect.
What was that moment like, that famous moment when they read... And the winner is?
Well, surely, it's like you still expecting, you know, that there is a chance you can win. But when they said something else, it was in our movie, you can just clap and, you know, it's just saying, okay, good job, guys, you did it, so maybe I'll get it the next time.
Mm-hmm. So no disappointment?
No disappointment at all. It's like you have to accept it at first. And really, it's like if you think about it, those guys on the Slam Dunk Millionaire, they did a really good job, and somebody liked it more than our soundtrack. There is nothing you can say about it.
You told one Czech daily that you wanted to say hello to Angelina Jolie, who was in Wanted, of course. Did you have a chance to talk to her?
Actually, I had no chance to talk to her. I just waved to her because she passed me with a Brad Pitt. Yeah, and then they left the theater together at the end of the show, so there was no chance to talk to her. But yeah, after the Oscar show, there is a actually it's called Governor's Ball. It's a pretty nice dinner with the music, and I had a chance to talk to a few people there.
Now, I've read that you got your start as a boom operator. You've moved to sound mixer, of course. What are the responsibilities that your job entails?
Right, I started, it's almost 20 years ago as a boom operator. As a boom operator, your responsibility is only to the sound mixer, to provide a good job, to pick up the good sounds with the microphone. As a sound mixer, you have a responsibility for the final mix track on the set. So you're responsible to the director, to the producers. So you have to deal with so many people. I'd say it's a bit more difficult because you have to know how to operate, first of all, the equipment, which is not easy these days. Everything is digital, hard drives and all that stuff. So you have to follow the information, follow the newest style of the workflows. And yeah.
You're also responsible to the actors, I imagine, because if they get their lines perfectly in a scene and for some reason you don't catch it, or the boom operator doesn't catch it, it must be a little bit unpleasant.
Right, that's true, especially when you work with such a stars like Angelina or Morgan Freeman. First of all, they're really expecting a professionals on the set. So if you say, I didn't catch it or I didn't record it perfectly, they would go like, what?
So it doesn't happen.
So it can happen like once, twice per movie, and that's it. If you do it three times, you can be fired. For us... It's quite tricky because you have to work with so many microphones on the set. These days, radio mics are really popular, so you have to place the radio mics on the right spot to get the lines clean and, you know, to work with the boom as well. So it's quite tricky sometimes.
That leads into my next question, which is there must be scenes which are more difficult to get perfect sound, or even sets on which it's more difficult. Were there any moments like that on Wanted?
Oh, surely Unwanted. It was really complicated. First of all, the locations, really noisy locations. Half of the movie was shot in an old factory building. A lot of traffic, a lot of noise. So you have to deal with this at first. Then it's really echoey. Yeah, I would say the Wanted was quite complicated for the sound guys on the set.
When you're working with the professionals like Angelina Jolie or Elijah Wood or others that you've worked with, are there moments when you remember, wow, they really hit it there, that scene was just perfect?
Oh yeah, there was the movie with Elijah Wood. Everything is illuminated. Surely, there's so many scenes that the movie is really emotional. So I'd say a couple of scenes were really perfect. Wanted, you know, that's the different style. It's action movie, science fiction action movie, but there are like two or three scenes when I said, "Wow, that was a really perfect performance from all of them." That's maybe you remember. That's a scene was shot in the library. I think it's one of the latest scenes, almost the final scene when they got hit by a bullet, so they die, all of them. So it wasn't really easy to shoot, first of all, and it really wasn't easy for the actors.
Most people know this, of course, but films aren't shot in chronological order, which makes it difficult sometimes to sort of keep the broader picture in mind. Are you, as a professional, ever surprised when you go to the premiere and see the final product?
Yeah, sometimes you are really surprised because there is much more footage shot on the sets than you can finally see in the movie theaters. So it depends on the vision of the director, of course, producers, and of course, the editor.
And regarding sound, would there be surprises there, or would you be involved all the way through the process up to the final mix?
Right, especially on the American productions, you're just a part of the team, so you do your job. My job on those projects is a production sound mixer. So I'm recording the sound on the sets, on the locations. Then you just pass the final result of your work to somebody else who works on it in the post-production. So sometimes you're involved just kind of visit the sound stage to see how it goes, how the final soundtrack sounds. But most of the time you are the one who is really surprised with the final soundtrack, yeah.
Can you see yourself working further afield, say, for example, in the United States in the future?
I wouldn't say it's an easy to get a job in the United States. It's first of all, I don't have a working permission in the United States. I'm still not the member of the union. And surely you can find so many good production sound mixers in the United States. But you know, the Oscar nomination brought me a chance to work abroad, let's say in Europe, which is fine for me, and I will get this chance in the future.
Here's to the next Oscar nomination, and may it work out next time.
Cool, thank you so much.